Downtown Sudbury is home to many businesses and residents, and they all have one man to thank for keeping them safe at night. Meet Phil, a homeless man who has dedicated himself to protecting the streets of downtown. For years, Phil has been walking staff to their cars late at night and keeping a watchful eye on storefronts. His presence has brought a sense of security and comfort to the community, and he has become a beloved figure in the neighborhood. According to Veronica Desjardins, owner of the Laughing Buddha, he's always there to keep an eye out. If we forget our cushions outside, he collects them and keeps them for us. She adds, he's always our eyes if somebody runs on a bill or something sketchy happens. Veronica also notes, our staff have a pretty personal relationship with him. In addition to his efforts to keep the community safe, Phil often joins the downtown cleanup crew to help keep the streets clean. He is always willing to lend a helping hand to those in need, whether it's holding the door open for someone or offering a friendly conversation. His positive attitude and selfless actions have inspired others to give back to their community as well. According to Liza Perry, the assistant GM of the Alibi Room, Phil hangs outside the Alibi Room and listens to Emma McDaniel sing every Tuesday evening. One Tuesday, he noticed that I walked to my car by myself late at night and that made him worried. Since then, he has made sure to keep me safe and generously walks any bartender to their car after their late night shift. Liza adds, every time I see him, I ask if he's eaten or had anything to drink. The answer is usually no, so I make sure I get him whatever he needs. Emma bakes for him all the time too. The Downtown Business Association recognizes Phil's contributions. We are grateful to have Phil as a member of our community and are inspired by his dedication to making our neighborhood a better place for all. Thank you, Phil, for all that you do. Learn more about what's happening in downtown Sudbury online or on Facebook.